Travel news.
Thank you very much indeed for that, Gemma. Now, CARI, or Children at Risk Ireland, is today launching a public appeal for urgent funding to keep their helpline operating, which they say provides a crisis service to parents. The helpline gets no state funding and costs about $85,000 a year to run. For more, I'm joined by CARI CEO and Clinical Officer Eimear O'Neill. Eimear, it's good to talk to you again, and thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. I think you're quoted in today's Irish Examiner as saying that child sex abuse is not an historic scandal, but it's an ongoing crisis in Irish society, which underlines why this appeal is so important.
Absolutely, Cormac. I'm delighted to be here this evening. And yes, it is not just a historic issue. It is happening here and today. And I suppose we want to highlight that and get children's voices and families' voices to be heard, and to let people know about our national helpline appeal, because it's a really important service.
Tell me how important it is, because I know you provide therapies as well, but the importance of the helpline, Eimear.
So the helpline really works for people who've just found out that their child has been abused and don't know what to do or who to talk to. So they would ring our helpline and they get advice and support. Parents who have found out that their child has been sexually abused can be overwhelmed, confused, feel angry, disbelief, and really don't know what to do. And there can be shame and guilt. An idea is that, you know, they didn't protect their child. As a parent, you know, the whole idea is that we protect our children, and parents can feel as if they haven't. When they phone our helpline, we give them reassurance and hope and support around what has happened and the information that they have been given by their child.
And what kind of questions would the parents have when they call the helpline? How long would they be on for?
So I suppose when we look at it, trauma impacts on everybody differently. Parents can ring, and sometimes they're not able to talk, they'd be really upset, and we just stay with them and listen to them until they're ready to talk. And others would have lots of questions. What did they do? How did they report it? You know, what impact will this have on my child? Is my child going to be defined by sexual abuse forever? You know, are they ever going to be okay? And we talk them through that, and we support them, and we give them information that sexual abuse does not define your child, and there is hope, and children are very resilient, but they need the support, and they need to be given the right support at the right time.
Because sometimes the sexual abuse of a child can happen at the hands of an offending family member, and it's extremely complex and difficult for the rest of the family to deal with. And it's I'm imagining you have to be extremely sensitive, but highly skilled and knowledgeable to know what to say.
Oh, absolutely. But it's about staying with the person and listening to them, what their concerns and their fears, because their world has turned upside down and inside out, and they don't know what's their truth anymore. And children can be afraid to tell and to say it to their parents or to somebody, because they're terrified that, you know, it will impact on their whole family. And child sexual abuse does impact on the whole family, but it's about creating a space for people to be able to talk and work through their concerns and their worries. It is about keeping children safe.
I couldn't get over that the state provides no funding for the helpline.
No, currently we have no funding for the helpline, but we will be having conversations with government. But TUSLA do provide funding for us for a therapy service. And I suppose this is the idea of the fundraising appeal, you know, to get 85 people to raise €1,000 for us. And we know that's a big ask at the moment. And we know that is because the way, you know, the economy is going. But if anybody could donate whatever they can afford, that would be really beneficial to our service.
But you say there is funding for the therapies that you provide, but there's a long waiting list, I think, is there?
Yeah, currently we have 204 children waiting on our waiting list for over, you know, they can wait for up to 3 years. So absolutely, we do need more funding to be able to provide this essential service.
You say that it's not the, it's obviously, I don't want to downplay it in any way, the impact of sexual abuse on a child. And I forget that the phrase or formula of words you use, that there's hope at the light at the end of the tunnel. Given the right therapies and the right supports, what are they? What's missing in terms of the supports and therapies that could be there for children?
Well, for me, CARMAC is around responding to the child when the child needs, rather than waiting until they can get the access to service. So sometimes children and parents need a hand with, you know, they may have suicidal ideation. CSA impacts on the child's body where they no longer feel safe. It's about supporting parents to help a child to feel safe. And that's what therapy can provide. It can give ways for children to be able to communicate differently. Here in Kerry, we offer play therapy, music therapy, art therapy, and we provide a space for this support so that children and families can work through the impact of the trauma.
It's extremely important that you get this funding, as you say, and you've designed a campaign, Emer, that doesn't pull any punches. It's quite hard-hitting, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we know it's hard hitting, but I suppose this is what our reality is in here in Kerry. This is what we hear every day. This is what we deal with every day. And this is the support that we provide to parents and carers, and giving them the information of how to respond to a child when they come and tell you that somebody has hurt them.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the campaign. Who's involved?
So we have four ambassadors. We have Tony Delaney, who was on the Late Late Show a number of weeks ago, who is a businessman and has also been impacted by child sexual abuse. We have Ashton Cregan, who is also a victim of child sexual abuse. We have Emer Considine, who is the Irish female rugby player. And we also have Destiny, who is an influencer and is a student in university studying psychology. So we're absolutely thrilled to have four great ambassadors to support us in our helpline appeal.
Mm-hmm. And those people, obviously well known, a lot of them well respected in their fields, and very kind to support as well. How can people help, Emer, finally, if they're listening and they want to help and throw some money your way to help this keep this helpline active? How can they do it?
They can go on to our website, which is kerry.ie, and all the information there about our helpline appeal is on that. We'd really appreciate, you know, Ireland people are great at supporting charities, and we'd really love them to get behind Kerry.
Okay, Emer O'Neill, CEO of Kerry Children at Risk Ireland. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.
Go full Lidl for a summer of savings.